Now, how to prevent these infectious or communicable diseases? What are the preventive measures that we have to take in order to fight against these infectious or communicable diseases? This can be done at two levels. So the levels of preventive measures includes your personal hygiene and our public hygiene. Personal hygiene? Yes, by taking balanced diet and by doing sustained regular exercise, because it could improve the blood circulation to the muscles. It makes our breathing more efficient. Next are habitual actions like avoid using alcohol, tobacco and other narcotics, which means drugs. Proper brushing of our teeth twice a day. Washing hands with soap. Taking bath daily. These are few things that we have to keep in mind regarding our personal hygiene. Okay, what about this public hygiene? The major thing is our sanitation. We have to take essential steps in order to look into the proper disposal of waste and excreta, cover the garbage containers properly, and avoid littering on the streets. Regarding the drainage, there should not be any stagnation of water around the residential areas. The drains should be covered in order to reduce the chances of breeding of flies and mosquitoes. About the water reservoir, what is our role? There should be a periodic cleaning and disinfecting of the water reservoirs, like ponds, the cesspools. Cesspools are nothing but an underground reservoir for storing the liquid waste, and then tanks. So there should be a periodic cleaning of all these water bodies. Hygiene and public catering, you know, eating at places like the roadside dabas, it should be checked for cleanliness before you consume those street foods. Regarding the public places like park, cinema halls, public offices, hospitals, everything should be properly maintained with proper sanitary conditions. There should be provisions for public laboratories, bathrooms, drinking water, as far as the public convenience are concerned. Fogging. Yes, it's nothing but spraying of insecticides in the residential areas at particular time intervals or regular intervals in order to reduce the number of mosquitoes or the breeding grounds of these vectors. Regarding vaccination, people should be vaccinated to avoid infection and to against cholera, typhoid, tuberculosis and other diseases. How to destruct the vectors? The breeding places of vectors should be destroyed, or it should be filled with soil. Adult vector can be killed by means of spraying insecticides. So these are some of the measures that we have to take in order to prevent the spreading of infectious diseases and to protect against from all these types of communicable infections. Thank you for listening. Thank you.